And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. This week on the Rock Ridge High School Sports Spotlight, we're talking competitive cheer with senior Claire Stanford. The Rockets advanced to the state competition coming up this weekend after finishing fourth at the Farmington Sectional back on Saturday. So, Claire, we'll start there. Just what did it mean to move on to state for the third consecutive year for the Rockets?
Yeah, you know, it's a really great opportunity to be able to go to IHSA State, because competing on such a big stage like that in front of a bunch of people who love cheer is a really awesome experience for us all to have, and it's good to put ourselves under that kind of pressure.
Yeah, so for people who aren't maybe familiar with how a competitive cheer competition works, can you walk us through the format of the sectional and what maybe some of the things that are being judged as you try to advance to state like you did over the weekend?
Yeah, definitely. So each team has about a 2 to 3 minute routine that they compete with. And the score sheet is based kind of, it has different like skill sets. So each skill has like its own category. So there's like stunting, jumping, tumbling, and there's a showmanship and dance category as well. And then each of those sections has points for how difficult of skills you're executing and how well you execute them. So the team that ends up with the most points ends up winning.
So speaking about, you know, the specific performance you and your teammates put together on Saturday at the sectional, what were some of the highlights you think maybe that helped you qualify for state?
Yeah, I think definitely in the past couple weeks, we've really been working on we've added a bit of difficulty to our routine, and we've really just been focusing on communicating with each other and problem solving, and we've been having some really good practices. So I think we went into Saturday feeling really confident and knowing that, you know, if we nailed it, then we could go to state. And that was ultimately the goal.
Well, like we mentioned off the top, now this is the third straight year that Rock Ridge has qualified for the state finals in competitive cheer. So, you know, being a part of those runs the past 2 years, what are you able to take away from those, you think, as you look ahead to this weekend and competing down at state again?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, it can be nerve-wracking to go out there in front of a lot of people and you know that there's a lot on the line. So I think looking back on the past couple of years, really just staying like present in the moment and like staying calm and just thinking of it as, you know, let's just go out there. We know we can do this. Let's nail this routine. And I think that's the best way to like keep everyone calm and do our best.
Well, for you individually, I know a pretty cool honor, an all-state selection earlier in the season from the Illinois Cheerleading Coaches Association. So what did that honor mean to you, being selected as an all-stater in cheer?
That honor definitely means a lot to me, because pretty much my whole life I've been putting in a lot of work, going to a lot of tumbling classes, and I just really care about the team and, you know, making sure we can do our best, and I want to represent our team well. So it was really an honor to be selected and to go out there wearing our school's uniform.
Yeah, you mentioned there kind of growing up around cheer and competitive cheer, of course, with, you know, your mom being the head cheer coach at Rock Ridge. So just that dynamic where you're competing with her, you know, kind of leading the program, walk us through what that is kind of like